Okay, my friends. Happy Easter, or happy Easter if you're a bunny rabbit. And if you are a bunny rabbit, we've got a story for you, because today we are going to be reading The Origins of the Easter Bunny by Ian Lightsey.
And
it is read today by...
Mm-hmm. Gets in trouble.
Oh.
You should say to someone else.
Okay.
That happened to your dog. Oh, that's rough. Get it? Rough.
If your dog gets in trouble, that's rough. I like that. That's a great joke. It's almost the right kind of joke for Easter. Do you have any bunny rabbit jokes? That's what I like. Okay. It's a good one. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and...
The Joke King.
Watch out, guys. Let's get right down to it. Because if you're celebrating Easter today, you might have been visited by... the Easter Bunny. I hope that you have been. Because then you can get some cool stuff. Because he brings cool stuff. And or she, I don't know. Let's find out about the Easter Bunny, shall we? Diving right in. The origins of the Easter Bunny. Okay. There once was a bunny in the early days. In the grass she hopped, in the flowers she played. She woke up in the morning and stretched her legs, grew carrots in her garden, and helped the chickens gather eggs. That is why the Easter Bunny brings eggs. She was helping the chickens. That totally makes sense. Oh, one day on her hill, a crowd amassed. Do you know what that means? The crowd amassed. That means a big, large group of them gathered together. And darkness fell like the shadows cast. For a man they called Jesus was judged on a cross and died for the sins of all who are lost. Ooh. In the picture we can see it does look very dark, doesn't it? After the sun had fallen, Jesus was carried away. They took him from Calvary to a cold, dark cave. So her hill that she lives on must have been called Calvary. The bunny peered up the hill. The cave was so far away. She thought, what will he eat? How long will he stay? I think I can make it, but it may be a few days. Oh, she's going to go visit the grave. Ah, okay.
I don't have much. I'll give what I can. Jesus deserves more than he was given by man.
And in the picture we can see what the bunny saw was going on. And she saw that they had put a crown of thorns on top of Jesus's head, and that must not have felt very good at all. And bunnies, of course, don't have a lot of things, but they do have carrots. And since she'd been helping the chickens with their eggs, she must have had eggs too. So she had carrots and eggs, and that's what she was going to go give to Jesus. Let's see what happens. So that bunny filled up her basket with carrots and eggs and climbed up that mountain with her little short legs. Well, that's a lot to do, too, to carry a basket that far. Oof. The sun rose and set, and on the third day, when she finally made it to the cave, she was taken aback by what she saw in the cave. Strips of linen without Jesus inside.
How unexpected, she thought as she sighed.
Strips of linen. Do you know what that means? So that is, linen is cloth, right? And you would put cloth like linen or other kinds of cloths, but usually linen, on people when you would bury them. And that's what's happened to Jesus here. They put him in a cave because he had died and they had buried him. but he wasn't there. That's strange. As she passed by a house on her way back home, she looked down in her basket as she knelt in the loam. That's the kind of another way of saying like a pasture or a field or a meadow.
Jesus may not need this, but someone else might. I don't want to knock since it's the middle of the night.
So that little bunny carefully placed that basket she'd carried with so much grace softly down in front of the door, just in case this family needed it more. Oh, I get it. I get it. She left the very first basket with eggs and carrots in front of this family's house. Oh, how nice. You see, that's kind of why I like the Easter Bunny. She's always thinking of others. As she made her way down to her home on the hill, she couldn't help but notice the air was so still. Darting and flitting, the breeze danced through trees, tossing and twisting the branches with ease. Uh-oh, storm's kicking up. What's going on? Her long ears floated like sails on the wind,
and her little pink nose twitched with every passing scent. Feels different. But what? I can't say. I'm just a bunny at the end of the day.
Well, a very patient little bunny. Very observant. And whoa! The sunset, the moon, and the sky full of stars sang. You want to give it a go? Yeah, to Jesus, the man with the scars. And in the picture, we can see the sunset. And there's the sun and the moon, and the sky is full of stars. It's a beautiful piece of art. And so I think our bunny recognized something's going on here. And she was our very first Easter bunny. And I guess that's why bunnies have been delivering baskets ever since. What a great way to start that holiday, huh? Would you like to say it with me? Happy Easter. And?
Happy Easter.
And? The? End.
The end.
The end.
Happy the end.
Happy the end.